Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And I was just talking to a doctor that got back from Afghanistan. He served a year in Afghanistan. And we got a friend of mine right now, James, who is in Afghanistan. He's got 2 more months there. Of course, give a shout out to Jackery this morning that he served in Afghanistan. But watching triage in Afghanistan because of an IED and watching one of our brothers or sisters, in this case a brother, who just was on patrol protecting the Afghan people while the element was out there of evil that wanted to harm those who wanted to be able to protect the people, had an IED that he rolled over that blew his legs off his body, up almost to his torso, his arm, and just ripped him apart. And I was in tears as I was just sitting on the edge of my seat as I was watching PBS play this from the beginning, that they roll in the soldiers and how they work tirelessly to assure that these guys have life. And I was just, all these emotions were going on inside of me, you know, that, you know, here's this man, he's somebody's son, he's somebody's father, he's somebody's brother, he's somebody's sister, he's a fellow American citizen. And he said, yes, I'll go. He went to the training, he picked up arms to defend the Constitution of the United States and move under the commander-in-chief to be able to go into Afghanistan. And then we have these American, and this happened to them. And then you have these American doctors, and along with British doctors that were there. They had a lot of different nations that were there in this triage hospital in Afghanistan. And they were talking about originally what they would do is they would take the patient and they would cool them down, and that would sustain their life, they thought. But they found out what it is you got to be able to keep the blood going through our bodies when under major trauma like that, which means they were pouring pint after pint after pint after pint after pint after pint at fresh blood, fresh blood, fresh blood, fresh blood, fresh blood through him, which when you have parts of your body, like your legs, blown off by an IED and you have internal bleeding, the blood just goes right through you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, dear God, I got to give blood. Because they found out it was obviously it's worth pouring 100 gallons of blood through this man to keep him alive and keep him, give him a hope and a chance for life. And but it required blood. And I just could hear the words of the Lord in my spirit as that he tells us, he says, life is in the blood. Life is in the blood. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that when you're talking to a fellow soldier, and you see him or her that has been in the field defending the Constitution of the United States, defending our liberties, in the dust and the dirt and the heat and the sacrifice of being away from their families and away from the convenience and comfort of America for a stipend of a form of income. And you see them, I just encourage you to say thank you, not only with your words, but with your representative government, when you have see them talking about cutting back any kind of VA benefits, or there are a million vets behind in getting them processed, and they're projecting it's going to take 2 years to get them all in.
Wow.
What? 2 years? We can go to war in 5 minutes, but it's going to take 2 years to ingest these men and women who defended the Constitution of the United States.
Wow.
And then the predicament that you go in war, you're in the woods, you're in the dirt, you're in the sand. And it's reported the spiders that were in Iraq were so big, they looked like crab.
Oh, wow.
Alaskan crabs, how big the spiders looked.
Yikes.
It's just like that alone. That alone, like, can we have peas out here?
Is that where all the bullets went?
Let's have peas out here. Right. Oh, I know that's right.
That's where mine be going.
Don't kill him on my face. Don't kill him on my face. I'm going to have a face. And But show it. If you're an employer, think about this. If you're an employer, pause and look in your community and find that man or woman who just came back and be as patient with them as they were with you and me and us in defending our country up under another person's instruction, mind you. They didn't go as king. They went as a subject to us, America, and said, we will submit to the commander-in-chief and we'll do whatever he tells us to do, and our lives could be at risk, and at times it is, and sometimes the ultimate price is the life. And figure out a way to honor them as they have honored us. I mean, how cool would that be to have, I mean, you don't want to worship them, but you want to honor them and say, you know, hey, you know, this is, you know, every day, imagine all your clients are coming in. I mean, don't market them, but all your clients are coming in. You're having difficult times in your company. You're having business meetings, but you have this guy named Steve, and Steve was a soldier, and he served for two tours of duty, and you're able to always go, but look, if Steve fall for our country and did two tours of duty, well, you only have to do one, but did two, and went through all that for us, what is this difficult struggle in our company right now? What is this difficult struggle in your relationship? I hung the picture. I'll never forget. I hung the picture up when we were in Iraq of several soldiers in a foxhole, and they were battling in Iraq. And I just would tell myself, listen, if they can do that for this country, who struggled to unite over the cause, but they were still willing to do it, then I could do anything for Jesus Christ. That's but they right. encouraged me. They just so encouraged me. So I just want to give a thank you to our soldiers, the ones who are on the front lines, the ones that are in the hospitals, that do the triage to make sure that they recover from these things the best they can. I want to give a shout out to those doctors in Germany who have taken in patient after patient and brought them back to a way of life again. And I just want to say thank you to the sons and the daughters and the mothers and fathers who gave the ultimate price for our freedom, because you no longer have your father anymore. You no longer have your mother anymore. You no longer have your brother or your son or your daughter. There's not words to say how grateful I am for your sacrifice. And I just pray that may he or she never be forgotten, and may we honor you on their behalf and in your own sacrifice all the days of your life. I think about when King Saul of Israel, and they had a huge battle that they couldn't fight. And this is what King Saul said. If we can find somebody that will go to our proverbial Afghanistan, our proverbial Iraq, our whatever, if we can find somebody that can take this giant down, I'm going to do two things. One is I'm going to make sure that there will never be a tax bill that will show up at his house or his family's house. King David, it wasn't king yet, and he said he will never be taxed. He will never see a tax bill. We have a debt of gratitude to whoever will take down this giant Goliath and this army of his. And the second thing is, I'm going to help him out in his marriage. I'm going to give him favor in his marriage. And they didn't know who was going to do this, but a man like your husband, a man like your wife, a woman like your wife, a son like your son, a daughter like your daughter, a soldier. David just said, when he came close to give his brothers some food that his father sent to go down there, and he was visiting the front lines. Imagine being in the front lines of Afghanistan, and you're looking around, and this is not what's happening over there, but this is what's happening with Israel. They were hiding from the enemy. And today, in the country of America, we look a lot like Israel did then, but not out there on the front lines. You guys, you ladies, you're amazing. But it's embarrassing how we're honoring your legacy here in the country, though. And so David just overhears what's going on, and then he's shocked that all of this huge army of God, is actually hiding from this giant, because God's on Israel's side. God's on his people's side. And then he overhears the blessing that's going to come from the country to the man who will defeat this, who will become a soldier and go out and fight this battle. And he even has him repeat it again. It's like, do what? Mm. You mean if I go and I fight this, first of all, unjust thing coming against us needs to go, even if I get no benefits. That was the right thing. Secondly, mm-hmm. was then now my family will never be taxed again, and now I should be able to marry the king's daughter. Is this true? Is this true?
Mm-hmm. Go bring me that butter knife.
And of course, the ones that were hiding said, "Shut up." You know. You and your few sheep. I mean, they're trying to belittle him, right. Mm-hmm. But they didn't understand that he really was sincerely offended by what was happening to God's people, and he was righteously angry over the whole thing. And either way, he goes and he fights the battle. Mm-hmm. He fights the battle, and he does it with what he has. Of course, a slingshot is what he always used. And with 5 smooth stones, and only took the first one. And understand, he was trained. You need to be trained, you know, but he was trained through life circumstances. He's willing to go be faithful to God through everything. And there was no self-promotion in his life. But there came that moment in time. There was a then for him, as we talked about this week. And he went and he just, who is this uncircumcised Philistine to come against the armies of God? It was just like, who is this terrorism coming against the nation of America? Mm. You know, the problem is now we got to first get right with God before we clear that. It's like, it's us, you know.
this man is like
the sons of Steve, right? Yeah. And so with that, he defeats the giant. He comes back. And doesn't get taxed. In other words, the nation who he blessed and he fought for him from that point on. His dad never got a tax bill in the mailbox again.
Huh. Wow.
His brothers, who belittled him, never got a tax bill again. His dad's name is
Jesse.
So Jesse's life was transformed by his soldier son. Mm-hmm. And so if you buy into, as a soldier that's fighting for the original intent of this nation, the Constitution, that you want to pull God out of our country, these are the attributes of our founding fathers. They say, and George Washington was the very first one to stand up for this and face Congress, you deserve to be blessed. You deserve to be taken care of. Everything you need and everything your family needs from the day that you take your last breath, we want to be there for you, mm-hmm. and we want to thank you. And don't be embarrassed standing up when somebody says, is there anybody here named David? Is there anybody here that is a veteran? Stand up where you are. Because we want to honor you.
Right.
We need to put that into perspective. Because you risked your life. You risked your health. You maybe even gave up part of your health. And the ultimate price. And let me encourage you too. If your veteran husband or wife or son of daughter is not there, I just encourage you to begin to stand up in their place. Because you truly are a veteran. Because without your sacrifice, I mean, you allowed your son to go. And all I can say is this, that we personally take it personal, and we want to be able, for the very Constitution that your son and your daughter gave their life for, your husband or wife gave their life for, we want to be able to defend it. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to say, stand up with them.
Right.
We want to be able to hold our representative government accountable to the pledge that they take, and they swear an oath, an allegiance to defend the Constitution of the United States. And they, right now, they're not wanting, a lot of them aren't wanting to give up convenience. And look what your son has given up for this Constitution. And our pledge is for God and country. Our desire is, dear God, End abortion, send revival, bring honor back into our country again. Thank you. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.